The operations will remain in place on the westbound span, one lane open in either direction. Volume increasing a little bit, but still no major delays. In Virginia, on eastbound 66 over by Business 234 Sudley Road, that road work has ended. All lanes are now open, and the delays pretty much have all drained out. Coming east of the Prince William Parkway past this earlier scene, and then the ride to the Beltway is doing just fine. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit Window Nation. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A cold start to our Tuesday with temperatures between 36 and 46 degrees. And that is low enough to produce some fog and may even do damage to some of the more sensitive plants. We've got a frost advisory for D.C. metro area and surrounding counties and a freeze warning for the mountains. Our temperatures rebound to the lower 70s under sunshine. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 47 degrees in our nation's capital right now. Brought to you this morning by Mervis Diamond Importers. You don't have to be a diamond expert to buy like one. The best quality and value diamonds are at Mervis Diamond Importers. Check them out. WTOP at 4:59. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Tuesday morning, April 23rd. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 5 a.m. hour, Tuesday on WTOP.
High-tech crime-fighting nerve centers on the way to Prince George's. In Largo, I'm John Doman.
How funding for early childhood educators has led to a battle over the D.C. budget. I'm Nick Ainelli.
First witness on the stand at the criminal trial against former President Donald Trump.
His job is to grow business at the Port of Baltimore. Then the Key Bridge collapsed. I'm Kate Ryan.
Gains across the board on Wall Street. The Dow was up 254. Asian stocks mixed this morning. Good morning, 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Pro-Palestinian protests and police crackdowns are spreading to college campuses across the country this Passover. At least a dozen people were arrested at NYU overnight. Police in riot gear clashed with demonstrators at Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California. And students have set up encampments at Emerson College now in Boston.
Disclose all Zionist entities, the financial ties that we have with them. And then divest from such ties.
President Biden weighing in.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
The Senate is returning to Washington to vote on war aid to Israel and Ukraine, passed in the House over the weekend. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
After months of gridlock and infighting, a plan to help Ukraine passed the U.S. House over the weekend, $60 billion plus in aid. Now the U.S. Senate takes it up beginning this afternoon and is expected to make very short work of it, likely within about 24 hours or so. The plan also includes more than $20 billion for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region.
Former National Enquirer boss David Pecker is expected to return to the stand this morning in former President Trump's historic criminal trial. CBS's Robert Costa is in New York.
Pecker is seen as a crucial figure by prosecutors, someone who was part of the original conversation in 2015 where these so-called catch-and-kill operations to help Trump's campaign were hatched by Michael Cohen and David Pecker and Donald Trump, at least in the eyes of the prosecution.
Police in Oklahoma City made a gruesome discovery. Five bodies, including at least two children, at a home on the city's southwest side. Police Sergeant Gary Knight.
This wasn't a gas type of situation or a fentanyl type of situation. These are five people who were killed.
Next step, processing the scene for evidence. Police in L.A. have arrested a 29-year-old man in a break-in at Mayor Karen Bass' home Sunday. She assures,
I am fine. My family is fine. And we are going to do everything we can to keep Angelino safe.
Police say Ephraim Hunter served 7 years in Massachusetts for assault with a deadly weapon. His mother says he was set to enter a drug treatment clinic yesterday. An update from Celine Dion. The 56-year-old tells Vogue France music helped her through strenuous physical therapy for stiff person syndrome. She says she hopes doctors find a cure. Until then, she has to learn to live with it. Her goal, she says, to see the Eiffel Tower again. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Tuesday, April 23rd, 48 degrees, a frost advisory until 8 a.m., mostly sunny later, highs around 75. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story we're following this hour. New technology is helping D.C. police respond to crime more quickly thanks to a nerve center that opened a few weeks ago. And WTOP's John Doman reports a similar center will open soon, not far away.
By the end of the summer, the Prince George's County Police Department expects to have its own real-time crime center up and running.
What we're looking for is to have better crime solving, better community participation, and better outcomes to anything that happens criminally, and be able to also liaison with other departments.
Prince George's County Police Chief Malik Aziz says the new facility will operate out of the county's police headquarters in Upper Marlboro with the same technology that D.C. uses.
I describe it as the octopus, you know, a lot of tentacles that reach out and bring information in, such as camera feeds and things like that, that help us solve crime.
In Largo, John Dome in WTOP News.
Will a first-in-the-nation program aimed at attracting more early childhood teachers in D.C. be cut? WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports a political battle is brewing over that possibility.
In her recently proposed budget, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser recommended cutting a pay equity fund, which subsidizes pay for daycare and preschool teachers. She said she did that due to a demand from the city's chief financial officer, Glenn Lee, who said that more than $200 million needs to be added to the city's reserves to guarantee adequate funds later this decade. Still, Bowser is skeptical.
Having us gut programs that we think are effective to balance a budget 5 years from now, I don't think is appropriate.
Bowser's comments follow a newsletter from D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, who said he would, quote, not comply with the CFO's demands. Mendelson says he'll reverse the cuts when he releases revisions to the mayor's budget late next month. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Our region continues to boast some of the best high schools in the country. WTOP's Dick Uliano has the latest rankings from U.S. News and World Report.
These rankings are, of course, of public high schools across the U.S.
Lamont Jones, managing editor of education at U.S. News, gives us a look at the top-rated schools in the DMV.
The highest-ranked school, actually in Fairfax County, Virginia, is Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. They're ranked number 14 nationally.
TJ slipped from the top 10 nationally, but it's also rated the fifth best STEM high school in the nation.
Schools Without Walls, they're number two. They're in the district. They're number two.
Rounding out the top five in the metro D.C. area are Benjamin Banneker Academic High School in the district, Walt Whitman High in Bethesda is fourth, and Langley High School in McLean is ranked fifth. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The man in charge of the Port of Baltimore had only been on the job for a short time before the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. Now our Kate Ryan is hearing his story in a WTOP exclusive.
Tabletop exercises to plan for emergencies are part of the business of operating ports anywhere in the U.S. But the tragedy at the Key Bridge in Baltimore in March, that was different.
Something so catastrophic, there was no way that I considered that the closure of our channel would be because of the collapse of the bridge.
Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration, Jonathan Daniels, told WTOP he'd only been on the job weeks before the collapse and loss of six workers on the bridge. There's the obvious push to get everyone back to work, but Daniels said
salvage companies have done an absolutely fantastic job each and every meeting talking about the respect that they're paying to the site.
Daniels says while recovery won't come quickly, he is confident the port will come back better than before. In Baltimore, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP.
What defines a luxury home in D.C.? I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Maintaining a home shouldn't mean constant worry or frequent ladder climbs to clean out your gutters. Embrace the peace of mind Gutter Helmet Gutter Protection can provide, eliminating the gutter maintenance hassle while keeping your home protected year-round from costly damage caused by failing gutters. Ensure your home grows in value with Gutter Helmet, not destroyed by repair cost. Call Gutter Helmet for a free estimate and save 18%. Call 8885-HELMET or schedule online at lednorhome.com. That's L-E-D-N-O-R home.com. Or 8885-HELMET.
It's 508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, for the most part, things are looking good throughout the area. Not seeing a whole lot of delays. Thankfully, once the work zone on eastbound 66 near 234 business cleared, that delay eased as well. So you're looking good out of Manassas all the way to the Beltway. If you're on 95 in Virginia, that's good. Out of Stafford, crossing the Occoquan into Springfield, and then continuing on to 395 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Still no problems on the Beltway right now. It was eastbound 450 near the Beltway, possibly on one of the on or off ramps around the Beltway, was a report of a wreck. But here's a big issue, and it could become a big issue. Right now, we're not seeing much of a delay, but the work on the eastbound span of the Bay Bridge is still ongoing, meaning that the eastbound span is shut down. There is two-way traffic on the westbound span, so one lane in each direction on the westbound span of the bridge. Now, they've always planned that this wasn't going to reopen possibly till 7 o'clock this morning, so that's something to keep in mind as you're heading in that direction. You may find delays starting to build on headed toward the Bay Bridge. They will not reopen. Once they reopen the eastbound span, that's when they can just have the westbound. When they reopen the eastbound span, they can have the westbound span run regularly. So just something to expect as you're heading toward the Bay Bridge. Now, 270 southbound looks good coming from the Beltway, coming from I-70 headed toward the Beltway, and then 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway are also in pretty good shape. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Well, we're getting another cold morning out there. Layer it up before you head out the door. We're talking temperatures in the 30s and 40s. But by afternoon, with a little bit of a wind shift, we'll see those temperatures climbing. I think low, maybe some mid-70s in spots. Now, overnight, not quite as cold. We'll slip back into the 50s. A frontal system coming through could squeeze out a sprinkler or two late tonight, early tomorrow morning, but very limited moisture. By tomorrow afternoon, back to some sunshine, breezy, low 70s. The cooler air arrives on Thursday. Thursday, low 60s with partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
38 degrees in College Park, 39 in Fairfax, 45 on the National Mall, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
It's 5:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. If you hang on to your car for a long time, maintenance and repair costs are important factors in what you choose to buy. A new analysis from Consumer Reports looks at the cars that are the cheapest and costliest to maintain over a 10-year period. The analysis finds that Tesla is the cheapest, followed by Buick, Toyota, Lincoln, and Ford. The most expensive brands to maintain are Land Rover, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, and BMW.
Yeah, that's a murderer's row right there. Ouch. Home prices continue to rise in the D.C. area, including at the very top of the market.
The average price of a luxury home sale on D.C. Metro, those in the top 5% of the market, is now $1.8 million, 5% more than a year ago. Luxury homes do take longer to sell. The average number of days on market is 41.
It is WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh.
Coming up here on WTOP,
a major development in the long-term future of Union Station. This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 5:11.
At LMI, they're reimagining the path from insight to outcome at the new speed of possible. Discover what you can achieve at www.lmi.org.
The Baltimore DC Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers' Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers' Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
For home digging projects, there's do-it-yourself or hire it out. Either way, it's crucial to contact Miss Utility before digging to prevent costly and dangerous utility strikes in your yard. So for tree planting, gardening, fence and mailbox installation, and more, whether it's you or your contractor, confirm that whoever is digging visits missutility.net or calls 811. Before you dig, every dig, it's the law.
This is John from 2060 Digital, and our partners are asking, what will be the most significant trends for digital marketing in 2024? With a growing number of tools and privacy policies, digital advertising is becoming more complex. It's critical to tie your marketing spend to business results. To prepare for the new year, review your website analytics, ads platforms, and internal systems to ensure they work together to provide a clear ROI. For more questions and tips, visit us at 2060digital.com/DC.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Coming up, a candidate running for governor of Virginia is reportedly getting ready to drop out of the race. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, mybobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 5:15.
A big ruling is in on the future of D.C.'s Union Station. WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports Amtrak is now in the driver's seat.
A federal judge is siding with Amtrak's claim of eminent domain over Union Station, meaning it can soon go ahead with plans to rehab the aging train station that has fallen into disrepair and is more and more often a scene of crime. The Washington Business Journal reports in his ruling, the judge said the move was necessary for intercity rail transportation. The takeover is controversial since Amtrak has made it clear it will focus on boosting rail traffic and transforming the station more and more into a transportation hub and less of a retail and dining destination. The current Union Station leaseholder says it's considering its next steps, and some final details need to be addressed before any changes at the station happen. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Some D.C. fans are suing Madonna, claiming the Queen of Pop broke the law by taking the stage at least 2 hours late at a pair of concerts at Capital One Arena back in December. The lawsuit also names concert giant Live Nation as a defendant. In their suit, the concertgoers accuse Madonna of showing total disrespect for her fans and that she and Live Nation are a consumer's worst nightmare. This new case comes just 3 months after Madonna was hit with a similar lawsuit over delayed starts to shows in New York City.
The man who composed the music for some of Spike Lee's best movies comes to our area this week. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley spoke with him ahead of the show in North Bethesda.
Terrence Blanchard will never forget scoring Spike Lee's Malcolm X.
When you hear the opening of Malcolm X, that big crash at the beginning is like a shock. That's my experience of hearing one of Malcolm X's speeches, Revolution is Bloody, for the first time.
Wow. So that was Plymouth Rock landing on the soundtrack.
Yep. exactly.
In 2021, he became the first black composer to stage an opera at New York's Metropolitan Opera with Fire Shut Up in My Bones, which now hits Strathmore.
We have a concert version of it. Obviously, we won't have the production sets and wardrobe, but it's a very beautiful concert. You know, to hear the arias done in that setting is a totally different type of experience.
Blanchard visits Strathmore this Friday. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
The first witness in the historic criminal trial against former President Trump will be back on the stand today.
A high-tech hub to help police solve crimes faster will open soon in one D.C. suburb.
There's extra security on some U.S. college campuses where protesters are calling for an end to the war in Gaza.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Joe Hadid. Allergens are everywhere. You need Hadid. Get 15% off hygienic implant rug cleaning now. Now visit JoeHadid.com. It's 5:18. And we've got traffic and weather on the 8s early on with Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
And we have early delays on Route 50 westbound trying to head to the Bay Bridge. Your delays are now well before Route 8 trying to get onto the westbound span of the bridge. The reason is the work zone still in place closing the eastbound span of the bridge. You have a single lane in each direction on the westbound span of the bridge running two-way traffic. Now, this could clear any time between now and 7 a.m., so just something to keep in mind if you are heading across the bridge this morning and you may expect some delays in the eastbound and westbound direction. Again, westbound only has the delay for now. Eastbound seems to be running well, trying to get into that single lane on the westbound span of the bridge. Now, no problems on 50 between the Bay Bridge and the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, 50 and the BW Parkway still at speed. It was eastbound 450 near the Beltway, a report of a wreck, possibly affecting the on or off ramps in that area. Getting into the district, I-295, DC-295, still in good shape, headed to the 11th Street Bridge. No problems along the Suitland Parkway to and across the Douglas Bridge. New York Avenue looking good, coming off of 50 in the BW Parkway, headed all the way toward Florida Avenue and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now in Maryland, southbound 270 looks good out of Urbana, all the way to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. If you're in Virginia, eastbound 66 remains at speed out of Manassas, headed to the Beltway. Northbound 95, still no worries, out of Stafford into Springfield onto 395 and headed across the 14th Street Bridge. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Time to say good morning to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. It is a little bit cold this morning, and we have, what, some warnings up because of that?
We do indeed. We have some frost alerts for the immediate metro area west toward the mountains and then deeper into West Virginia and southwestern Virginia. We have freeze warnings. Basically, these are more for the growing season. You know, we always tell you we want you to wait and to put, you know, most of your plants in the ground. So after Mother's Day around here for a reason. But, you know, there are some plants that have already started their growing season. Bottom line is hopefully you either covered them up or brought them inside because kind of running out of time at this point to take care of them. Listen, this cold air this morning will give way to a very nice afternoon. We're going to be in the low to mid 70s before it's all said and done after we get through this frosty start. Overnight tonight, not nearly as cold. Some clouds will stream in ahead of our next weather maker that'll bring some clouds. Could squeeze out a sprinkle or shower late tonight, early tomorrow morning. The guidance has less than a tenth of an inch of rain. It's just not a lot. Not a lot to water your ground, but there is a little slight chance. And then it's a little bit breezy tomorrow. Still mild in the low 70s. The cooler air, it's a little delayed. It moves in on Thursday. Thursday, Friday, we're back with 40s in the morning, some frost potentially, and some low to mid 60s for highs Thursday and Friday. Kind of cool, much like yesterday. So we get two warm days and then back to two cool days. The weekend right now is split decision. We start off chilly in the 60s Saturday, but Sunday we could soar into the 80s. So, you know, this is what happens this time of year. The weather's a little wonky and, well, we just have to kind of accept it. But this morning, man, I'm looking at some pretty chilly numbers out there. Listen to these numbers. We've got 32 degrees currently in Manassas. That's pretty chilly. 35 right now in Frederick. Leonardtown checking in at 38 this hour.
All right, Brian. It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up, what may change for users if TikTok is sold? 521.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI. And learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
Test your newsmaker knowledge this Saturday and Sunday morning in the 8 o'clock hour with the Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Guess the newsmaker for your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to the DC Boat Show at National Harbor. Choose from 6 new boat models on the DC Show Dock and see DC from the water. That's the Mystery Newsmaker this weekend only from Washington's top news, WTOP. It's a new year, perfect time for a change. Do you have a well-loved vehicle that you no longer need or that's too expensive to fix? Save your money and donate your vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Call today to donate and have your car picked up as early as tomorrow. To get started, call 1-877-MELWOOD or visit melwood.org/radio. That's melwood.org/radio.
This is WTOP News.
523, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Campaign 2024 on WTOP. One of the Democrats running to succeed Republican Glenn Youngkin as Virginia governor next year is reportedly planning to drop out of the race. The Washington Post reports Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney is considering a run for lieutenant governor instead. That according to four people familiar with his plans. The Post reports Stoney told one person he will run for the number two job, and he told the other three he will likely run. Stoney's campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The only other announced candidate for governor so far is Congresswoman and fellow Democrat Abigail Spanberger, who announced late last year that she would not seek a fourth term in Congress.
One of the most popular social media apps in the world is a step closer to possibly being banned in the U.S. A bill passed by the House over the weekend and headed next to the Senate would ban TikTok in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. ABC News tech correspondent Mike Dubusky tells WTOP.
What makes TikTok very popular and what gets people to come back to the platform is the fact that it's really good at showing you content that it thinks you're going to like, right? If you like cooking, then it will show you recipe videos. But TikTok's really good at getting very specific about that type of recommendation. Stripping that out of TikTok would mean that whoever acquires TikTok, if it gets to that point, would need to fit in a different content recommendation algorithm.
Lawmakers say they're concerned TikTok's China-based owner could use the platform's popularity to spy on Americans or spread Chinese propaganda. President Biden says he'll sign the bill if it reaches his desk, which could happen as soon as this week.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a case related to Starbucks' firing of seven employees at a Tennessee store. Starbucks says the workers violated policy by reopening the store after closing time and inviting non-employees inside. Now, the employees say it was retaliation for trying to unionize. The company is appealing a court's ruling to reinstate those workers. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is following the case.
The National Labor Relations Board is the federal agency that regulates the relationship between labor unions and businesses.